Welcome to A Drop of Happy, the podcast companion to my blog, lightv.com, where we focus on carefree, stress-well, light and lively living while loving and reviewing entertainment art tidbits. I am your host, Wanda Toby, and I would also like to impart stress management tips and just things that I find that you can use to help you use what you've got to get through what you've got going on. And not me recording a whole like 2 or 3 minutes and not having the recording on. So this is actually take two. And as y'all know, I'm working on getting some better equipment, but thank you. I think I said it before, but thank you for 10,000 downloads, 10,000 listens. I don't know how or when that happens, but I hope when I get new equipment and maybe have a better production, it'll grow. Speaking of growing and speaking of improving and all that good stuff, it's a new year. It is the third. What's up with your resolutions? How's the resolution situation going on? It's only the third, so you still have time. And if you didn't, that's cool too. And if you already messed up, that's okay too. So I wrote a little poem because, you know, I'll be writing poetry and shit. I'm not saying it's good though. I'm not saying they're good, but that's what I do. Particularly Sin Cane's, because I like trying to convey a whole message in a short flash type deal. So Sin Cane's are 5-line poems with some syllable limitation. So for the song about, like, here it go. It's called Resolutions. New year, new me, again. Despite what it will be, in this evolution, I am resolved. And you'll understand why I wrote that when I kind of talk about the articles that I found that kind of gave me an idea for this. 5 ways to keep your New Year's resolutions. Happy New Year 2024. Can't believe it. Can't believe we're third day. My birthday's tomorrow. No, it's not. But it is this week, around the corner, very soon. So here's the thing. There was a time when New Year's resolutions was an absolute must. Must. Then I kind of realized that I didn't stick with them. By the second or third month, honestly, it probably is the second or third week. Like, by the second or third week, month, whatever, with such regularity, like, I did not stick with them. It never failed. And to me, it made zero sense that I made them at all. When I thought about it, I was just like, you know what? I'm just not going to make any. So I didn't make any for years. I figured, why wait for the new year to make a change and fail and reset and do it all over again? We can do this all year round at any given time. I don't gotta wait. We should be assessing our life goals and path regularly and resetting it if necessary. There's nothing special about a new year, right? Years later, I am actually back to making New Year's resolutions. Again, even if I know there is a pretty big chance that I probably won't stick to them, because having traveled around the sun as many times over as I have and about to do it again, I realized that a new year is a wonderful thing. There was a time when I didn't even celebrate, but I would work on my birthdays or I would just not make it a big deal, but that it is a big deal to have lived the year to come to. It's a big deal. And it's wonderful, sometimes painful, but always real. A moment to be in community with kind of the rest of the world and reflect and change. That's what the new year's about. In a Psychology Today article, it's from 2013, written by David Ropelk. I be butchering people's names. Oh, shoot. Houston, we have a problem. Okay. I got it together. David Ropelk suggested that we celebrate New Year's Day as part of our motivation to survive. So it's not just another day. There's more to it than that, right? I think a part of us knows that, that it's kind of, you know, it's kind of a big deal to kind of be in that position that aligns, that you can mark every year and say, I made it. New Year's marks a moment to honor surviving another year of life, much like our birthday. Tied directly to nature as 365 revolutions around the sun, this is how we keep track and measure our longevity. Resolutions, he maintains, are part of surviving and ensuring our longevity because they are usually about making better life choices, living healthier, improving relationships, and things like that. This is a point in time to have some form of control over our lives, which I've never really thought about it like that, but it makes sense. Some form of control as we move into the unknown future. And if there's one thing the future is unknown. No matter how much you plan for it, no matter how much you be like, oh, this is what's going to happen. You don't really know what's going to go down tomorrow. One little thing can happen and just completely derail whatever you thought you were going to have going on. So unknown future is definitely the realest thing, the only certainty that we have, right? Ropelk maintains that we resolve to diet and exercise, to quit smoking and to start saving. It doesn't matter whether we hold our resolve and make good on these promises, committing to them, at least for a moment, gives us a feeling of more control over the uncertain days to come. How then can we do better? How can we try to actually keep those resolutions for more than a day, a week, or whatever you normally do, right? So I've gathered 5 helpful tips from a large-scale experiment on New Year's resolutions published on December of 2020 by PLOS One Journal. And it's 5 tips that can kind of help out with that. So what are they? Resolve to change behavior. Okay. Check. Be approach oriented instead of avoidance oriented. What does that even mean? Okay. We'll get to that. Set goals. Well, I thought that's what a resolution was. Is it though? We'll get to that. Assess your progress more frequently. Makes sense. Have support / accountability. I'm good with the support. The accountability part, So the first 3 tips are very much intertwined and kind of reflective of each other. Like New Year's resolutions should be about setting goals, right? Setting new goals for the year instead of making like loose promises to oneself to change. Resolve to change behavior. Okay. So it's not enough to want to be a better person. Like you'd be like, oh yeah, in 2024, I'm going to be a better person. Or to be like, 2024, I'm going to eat healthier. Okay. nice. But that's like a broad idea with no clear action. It's better to find a behavior that leads you to being a better person and resolving to change that behavior or engage in that behavior. Go beyond like a concept into something that's actionable. And that kind of course, leads into the next tip. So it's not enough to be like, oh yeah, I just want to do better or be better. No. What is a concrete? What can you do towards that? Right? So then be approach oriented instead of avoidance oriented. What? Huh? Okay. Once again, focus on what you can actually do instead of things to avoid. That's what that's. So approach oriented is what can I actually do instead of exactly what it says. What can I avoid? For example, if you're thinking of improving your eating habits, choose what you can eat in place of poor food choices. Don't just be like, oh yeah, I'm going to stop eating fast food, but go a step further. What can I eat? Like if I'm used to eating hamburgers or if I'm used to eating French fries, because I love some fries, y'all. Well, what can I eat instead? Or if I don't want to go to that particular spot, where can I go instead of going to that spot? Right? So do something actionable and just instead of just saying, well, I'm just going to avoid certain foods. That don't work as well. Then set goals. Set goals to support you in accomplishing your resolutions or at least sticking to them for a little while, like a little longer this year. You should set goals. Preferably, I know y'all be getting tired of hearing this. If you've heard of it, if you've like gone to any higher education or taken any like leadership or bettering yourself or setting goals, it's going to talk about SMART goals. SMART goals are actually pretty smart. SMART goals are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. There you have it. S, specific, M, measurable, A, achievable, R, relevant, T, time-bound. SMART goals. And we're going to do a whole chit-chat about SMART goals, but we're not going to do that. But I do encourage you to Google SMART goals and start making some SMART goals. It'll be really, really helpful for you. So when you set goals, you can utilize the next tip to periodically check in with your progress. And what's the next tip? Assess your progress more frequently. When you put the previous tips in place, you've already done most of the work, like to set yourself up for success. You're more than halfway there. You're better off than what you were doing before. Trust. Now, remember to set times to check in with yourself and reflect on your progress. Like, reflect on how's it going, where you're at. This is when you can reset if you need to or adjust the plan based off of your progress. You can set some time on your calendar if like you use an actual calendar, which I do. You can try to make it as a habit, like a weekly thing or a monthly thing. Or you can use your smartphone. Use technology to your advantage and set a timer on your smartphone or like a date or something on your smartphone. Like there are ways that can help you. Because now it's the last one. I have a little problem with the last one. Have support / accountability. Now support, again, I already said I can deal with it. But that accountability, I understand the need and the reason for like having an accountability partner. I don't like them though. They can motivate you and be kind of like an outside source to remind you and hopefully keep you inspired. But I'll admit that I don't appreciate being held accountable. Like, let's be so for real. Who likes to be held accountable? I mean, I don't like it. I don't like it when somebody, when I say, oh yeah, I'm gonna do this, and then somebody come and check me, be like, oh, I said you were gonna do this. Who asked you? I'm working on it. I'm working on it, right? Because I know darn well I'm not going to do my part a lot of the times. But with that being said, we can still get support. We can still figure it out and work it out. Because telling people I trust about my plans and my goals is a good motivator, because in some way I know I have to be accountable for my words. Like, and it may not be on the timeline, but it's in the back of my head. I'm like, shh, I said I was going to do this. When am I going to do this? Because I said I was going to do it. Just that act alone. Share your passions, goals, and plans for the future, preferably with like-minded people who you can actually trust and who you know are your biggest supporters or can be your biggest supporters and will inspire you, hopefully without nagging you. But I ain't even mad at a little nag, because sometimes you need a little bit of that. So we're not going to be mad at it. We're not going to be mad at it. Share it. Share those things with people who know how to listen and be like a post to lean on when you simply need to talk and take a breath. That kind of support is invaluable, right? Like it's phenomenal. And lastly, just stay focused, stay motivated. And most importantly, live and remember to rest and reset if needed. Like, that's super, super important. The article, if you Google why, this one was from Psychology Today, and this is actually, it's called, I'll have a link also to the article in the blog post. But it is called Why We Really Celebrate New Year's Day. That's from Psychology Today. And the other one that's from the PLOS journal is called A Large Scale Experiment on New Year's Resolutions. Approach-oriented goals are more successful than avoidance-oriented goals. Pretty short and sweet and simple. Let's go. Let's try to attack some New Year's resolutions. Let's try to be better. Try to continue to grow. Because when you do that, and when you have a focus, and when you have a goal, it actually helps you with managing life and managing stress and keeping you focused and having a direction to go. Even if like, you haven't given it much thought, that's fine. And that's okay. But you can always start. You can always start. And I would even use this as a journal prompt, right? Because y'all know how I feel about journaling. I would use this as a journal prompt. If like you have nothing, then just think about, you know what? Where am I at now? And how can I improve? Like, how can I be better? Take some time to do like an assessment, a life assessment, because you know why? You got this. It's 2024. We got this, like, together. I already said my writing, my blogging, my podcasting is really my way of keeping me together, engaging in something that makes me happy, accessing my creativity and my creative flow, which also helps manage stress. So I'm right along there with you at the end of the day. I want to talk about all the flipping things that I've been watching, which it's so many, but I'm trying to get my life together so that I can actually have the appropriate time to write about these and talk about these. But I did finally see The Color Purple. I've been wanting to tell y'all what I thought about Willy Wonka. I saw The Act, which I know it came out like a while ago, but the chick was just, The Act is on Hulu. It's 8 episodes. And, what the heck was her name? The chick was just released from jail this, December. So that's my, if you're like at home and you want to see something, it's a reenactment of Gypsy Blanchard. That's her name, because it couldn't come to me. I had to look it up. Gypsy Blanchard. It's playing on Hulu now. And, it's about how she killed her mama. And it won, I think she got a nomination for something, and Patricia Arquette, who was phenomenal, won something. I just watched it. It's so good. Other stuff that I'm going to talk about, I can't even think about it right now. But let's get on the resolutions, or let's not get on the resolutions. Let's just journal about what you want the upcoming year to look like, or some things maybe you want to accomplish. We can just start with that. Thank you for listening, and live light, stress well. It's at Light, LiteVi, in basically a whole bunch of platforms, all the platforms. The podcast is available on all the popular platforms for podcasting: Apple, Spotify, Alexa, Prime, whatever. And also, I got a little pop-up shop, so you can check out that if you want to support. But just come back, spread the word, come back, listen, check out the blog, all that good stuff. Thank you so much. Live light, stress well, have a great one.